bound, and he had them all bound. So he was totally in the dark. He was bound, and he was rotted under those claws, and he couldn't even see because they had their coins in the eyes and stuff. And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he jumped up, all bound up, and couldn't even see. He had to make his way out, but his flesh instantly restored. Everything instantly right. He comes out all bound up with his eyes plugged and his nose and ears plugged. And think of that. Come on, that's incredible. He's probably banging into the cave of the wall. Probably, no, the Holy Ghost probably just brought him out. But regardless, everything under that cloth was made a whole man at the speaking of his voice. That's deep. Okay. Back to the story, because this, I'll really eat time on this story, but this is so powerful to me. So he's already in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. Many of the Jews have joined the women, Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning the brother. Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went to him, but Mary was in the house. Martha said to Jesus, they sent for him. He waited 2 days before he even did anything, and then he took apparently 2 days to travel or something or whatever. But either way, he's dead for a couple days to travel, so he's 4 days. Figure the math out. But we know he waited 2 days. They know how long it takes to get from where he was to where they were. And he's there 2 days later than they expected him, which would have still been 2 days late. He's late in their mind. And look what she says. This is amazing. She said, and it's just what every one of us would have said. If you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. So all she sees is death. She's coming from the perspective of death. Who sees this? If you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Who sees that in time, that belief right there is reason for offense and stumbling?